Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Samadhi, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
ശ്രീഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ. ഹരി ഓം. ഓം സഹനാവതു സഹനോ ഭുനക്തു സഹ വീര്യം കരവാവഹൈ തേജസ്വിനാവധീതമസ്തു മാ വിദ്വിഷാവഹൈ. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തിഃ. അഥ യോഗാനുശാസനം. യോഗശ്ചിത്തവൃത്തി നിരോധഃ തദാദൃഷ്ടസ്വരൂപേ അവസ്ഥാനം വൃത്തിസാരൂപ്യമിതരത്ര വൃത്തയഃ പഞ്ചതയഃ ക്ലിഷ്ടാക്ലിഷ്ടാഃ പ്രമാണവിപര്യവികല്പനിത്രാ സ്മൃതയഃ പ്രത്യക്ഷാനുമാനാഗമാഃ പ്രമാണാനി വിപര്യയോ മിഥ്യാജ്ഞാനം മതത്രൂപപ്രതിഷ്ഠം ശബ്ദജ്ഞാനാനുപാതിവസ്തുശൂന്യോ വികല്പഃ അഭാവപ്രത്യാലംബനാവൃത്തിർനിദ്രാ അനുഭൂതവിഷയാ സംപ്രമോശ സ്മൃതിഃ അഭ്യാസവൈരാഗ്യാഭ്യാം തന്നിരോധഃ തത്ര സ്ഥിതൌ യത്നോഭ്യാസഃ സത് ദീർഘകാലനൈരന്തര്യസത്കാരാ സേവിതോ ദൃഢഭൂമിഃ ദൃഷ്ടാനുശ്രവികവിഷയവിതൃഷ്ണസ്യ വശീകാരസംജ്ഞാവൈരാഗ്യം തത്പരം പുരുഷഖ്യാതേഃ ഗുണവൈതൃഷ്ണ്യം വിതർക്കവിചാര ആനന്ദസ്മിതാനുരൂപാനുഗമാത് സംപ്രജ്ഞാതഃ വിരാമപ്രത്യഭ്യാസപൂർവസംസ്കാരശേഷോ അന്യഃ ഭവപ്രത്യയോ വിദേഹ പ്രകൃതിലയാണാം ശ്രദ്ധാ വീര്യസ്മൃതി സമാധി പ്രജ്ഞാപൂർവക ഇതരേഷാം തീവ്രസംവേഗാനാമാസന്നഃ മൃദുമത്യാദിമാത്രത്വാ തതോപി വിശേഷഃ ഈശ്വര പ്രണിധാനാത്വാ ക്ലേശകർമ്മ വിവാകാശൈഃ അപരാമൃഷ്ടഃ പുരുഷ വിശേഷ ഈശ്വരഃ തത്ര നിർദേശ്യം സർവജ്ഞ ബീജം സപൂർവേഷാം അപി ഗുരുഃ കാലേന അനവച്ഛേദാത് തസ്യ വാചകഃ പ്രണവഃ തജ്ജപസ്തദർത്ഥഭാവനം തതഃ പ്രത്യക്ചേതനാധിഗമോപ്യന്തരായാ ഭാവശ്ച വ്യാധിസ്ത്യാണ സംശയ പ്രമാദാലസ്യവിരതിഭ്രാന്തിദർശന അലബ്ധഭൂമികത്വാൻ അനവസ്ഥിതത്വാനി ചിത്തവിക്ഷേപാഃ തേ അന്തരായാഃ ദുഃഖദൗർമനസ്യ അംഗമേ ജയത്വ ശ്വാസ പ്രശ്വാസ വിക്ഷേപ സഹ ഭുവഃ തത്പ്രതിഷേധാർത്ഥം ഏകതത്വാഭ്യാസഃ മൈത്രീ കരുണാമുദിത ഉപേക്ഷാനാം സുഖദുഃഖ പുണ്യ പുണ്യവിഷയാണാം ഭാവനാതശ്ചിത്ത പ്രസാദനം പ്രച്ഛർദ്ദന വിധാരണാഭ്യാം വാ പ്രാണസ്യ വിഷയവതീ വാ പ്രവൃത്തിരുത്പന്ന മനസസ്ഥിതി നിബന്ധനീ വിശോകാ വാ ജ്യോതിഷ്മതീ ഗീതരാശയം വാ ചിത്തം സ്വപ്നനിദ്രാജ്ഞാനാലംബനം വാ യഥാ വിമതധ്യാനാദ്വാ പരമാണു പരമമഹത്വാന്തോസ്യ വശീകാരഃ ക്ഷീണവൃത്തേഃ അഭിജാതസ്യൈവ മനേഃ ഗ്രഹീതൃഗ്രഹണഗ്രാഹ്യേഷു തത്സതദഞ്ജനതാ സമാപത്തിഃ തത്ര ശബ്ദാർത്ഥജ്ഞാനവികല്പൈഃ സങ്കീർണാ സവിതർക്കാ സമാപത്തിഃ സ്മൃതിപരിശുദ്ധൌ സ്വരൂപശൂന്യൈവ അർത്ഥമാത്രാനിർഭാസാനിർവിതർക്കാ സ്മൃതിപരിശുദ്ധൌ സ്വരൂപശൂന്യ ഇവ അർത്ഥമാത്ര നിർഭാസനിർവിതർക്ക സ്മൃതിപരിശുദ്ധൌ സ്വരൂപശൂന്യ ഇവ അർത്ഥമാത്ര നിർഭാസനിർവിതർക്ക സ്മൃതിപരിശുദ്ധൌ ബിന്ദി സ്മൃതി മീനിംഗ് വിതൗട്ട് ദി വേർഡ് When the mind is purified, that without the word it is able to objectify it, without the relationship to the word, when the there is no confusion with the word, the object and the knowledge, at that point, Surupa Shunya Iva. There is this Surupa Shunya Iva. Surupa Shunya means I know this, that kind of knowledge. So, as though it does not exist, that the knowing, that process itself does not happen. And as though you don't exist, it's not that meaning. Shunya, we are not talking about Shunyavada. So, Artha Matra Nirbhasa. At that point, only the Artha, only the object of meditation, without any relationship to the bird or its knowledge, there is no relationship. When there is a sankirna, when there is a confusion with the word, object and knowledge, we say that to be savitarka. When there is no confusion with the word, object and knowledge, only the object exists in the mind. The mind becomes the object itself. That is called Nirvitarka. So, Shabda Sanketa Shruta Anumana Jnana Vikalpa Smriti Parishuddho. Yas Shabda Sanketa. Whatever is pointed out to by the bird. Shabda Sanketa. Shruta, verbal testimony, Anumana, inference, and Jnana Vikalpa. The difference arising because of the knowledge. So, the objectifying, the object, the knowledge and the word. There is no confusion. Only Graya Surupa Uparakta Prajna. Only the object exists. The mind Graya Surupa Uparakta. The mind is related with the object. And because of that, ya prajna, whatever prajna arises, swam iva prajna rupam grahanatakam tirtva padartha matra surupa grahya surupanna iva prajna rupam, that knowledge, the mind becomes that knowledge itself, which is grahanatakam tirtva, the means, it gives up the means, and Padartha Matra Surupa, only the object is grasped. Only the mind is not processing it. The mind is now processed and it is only holding on to the object. The mind has taken the form of the object. Grahya Surupa Apanna Iva. As though the mind has become the object itself. The mind takes to the form of the object. It is not, it doesn't become the object itself. So, Surupa Apanna Iva. That is why he has to say that Iva, as though it has become that form. Bhavati Sa Nirvitarka Samapati. That kind of state is called Nirvitarka Samapati. Tathacha Vyakhyata. And that is what is explained in the Sutra. Tasyaha Eka Buddhi Upakramaha Hi Arthatma Anuprachaya Visheshatma Gavadir Gatadirva Lokaha Tasyaha Eka Buddhi Upakramaha Tasyaha. For this Nirvitarka Samapatti Eka Buddhi Upakramaha. Eka Buddhi Upakramaha means Ekam Buddhim Upakramate Iti Eka Buddhi Upakramaha. Means it is dependent on that one buddhi, one intellect. Arthatma anuprachaya visheshatma. Arthatma gavadirva gatadirva lokaha. So it is dependent on that arthatma dhyaya visheya only, the object of meditation, and anuprachaya visheshatma. And the object of meditation is the grosser object or the subtler object. Gavadir ghatadirva loke, whatever may be, whether it is the pot or the cow, etc. For that he is writing Eka iti visheshnatrayena kramat sautrantika vaibhashika yoho yogacharasya nayayikadescha nirasaha. Through this Eka buddhi upakramaha. Through this he is negating the Buddhist school of thought. Gavadirva ghatadirva loke Eka buddhi upakramaha, Eka buddhi aramakaha, Nana paramanu rupa, Nana paramanu rupa. Meaning, it is dependent on that one buddhi, it is not different, it is not dependent on the paramanu rupa, the atom sized object. That is what is the dhyaya vishaya. Artha atma means the dependent on the external object, not just the knowledge itself. See, because these Buddhists, the Vijnanavadins, they say the external object does not exist and only in the knowledge, Ale Vijnana, they say, the knowledge principle only exists. There is no external object as such. So to negate that, Arthatma, he says. And Anuprachayatma, Anuprachayatma, Visheshatma means Anunam, Shabdadi Tanmatranam, Anushabdadi Jnananam, Iti Yavat. Prache Vishesha Stula Parimana Rupa Samahara Vishesha. So that Artha Anuparimanatma, the object, see, the mind takes on to that form of that atom sized object, whatever we are talking about. That's the size. So that when the mind takes up that form, such as Sansthana Vishesha, that stable state, that existence at which point it has taken to the form of that object of meditation, Bhuta Sukshmana, Sukshmanam Sadharno Dharmaha, is the that Sansthana Vishesha, that special state, which is the natural state of that Bhuta Sukshma, that Tanmatrasa. ఆత్మభూతః ఫలేన వ్యక్తేన అనుమితః స్వవ్యంజకాంజనః. సో ఈచ్ డిపెండెంట్ ఆన్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ దిస్ తన్మాత్రాస్ అట్రిబ్యూట్ దిస్ మైండ్ టేక్స్ ఆన్ టు దట్ ఫార్మ్ కార్య విశేష స్వవ్యంజకాంజన అస్ దో ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సెపరేట్ ఇట్ ప్రాదుర్భవతి ఇట్ ఇట్ ప్రసెన్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ధర్మాంతరోదయేచ తిరోభవతి. అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ అనదర్ థాట్ ఫంక్షన్, అనదర్ థాట్ ఫంక్షన్ మీన్స్ అనదర్ నేచర్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇల్యూమిన్డ్, దెన్ ది ప్రీవియస్ నేచర్ విచ్ వాస్ ఇల్యూమినింగ్ ఇట్ గెట్స్ డిసాల్వ్డ్, ఇట్ డిసపియర్స్. స ఏష ధర్మో అవయవి ఇది ఉచ్యతే. అండ్ దట్ ధర్మ ఇస్ దట్ నేచర్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అవయవి. యో అసౌ ఏకశ్చ మహాంశ్చ అనీయాశ్చ స్పర్శవాంశ్చ క్రియా ధర్మకాశ్చ అనిత్యశ్చ. అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఏక వన్ మహాన్ మహత్ అనీయాన్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్సో స్మాలర్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్సో గ్రాసర్ స్పర్శవాంశ్చ ఇట్ హాస్ దిస్ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ టచ్ క్రియా ధర్మకశ్చ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ విచ్ హాస్ సమ్ ఫంక్షన్ క్రియా సమ్ కర్మ తేన అవయవినా వ్యవహారాః క్రియంతే. త్రూ దోస్ అవయవీస్ వన్ టేక్స్ అప్ ది వర్ల్డ్లీ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్, ఇట్ ఇస్ అనిత్య ఆల్సో అనిత్యశ్చ ఇట్ ఇస్ అనిత్య ఆల్సో. వన్ డస్ ది వర్ల్డ్లీ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్. యస్య పునః అవస్తుకః స ప్రచయ విశేష సూక్ష్మం చ కారణం అనుపలంభం అవికల్పస్య తస్య అవయవ అవయవి అభావాద్ అదత్ రూప ప్రతిష్టం మిథ్యా జ్ఞానమితి ప్రాయేణ సర్వమేవ ప్రాప్తం మిథ్యా జ్ఞానం. అండ్ ఫర్ హూమ్ ఇన్ హూ సిస్టమ్ పునర్ అవస్తుక ది ధర్మాస్ డస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్ శూన్య రూప. ఫర్ హూమ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ అభావ రూప, ఓన్లీ శూన్య రూప, నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ స ప్రత్యయ విశేష దట్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్. For them, whatever transaction of for creating this world, that is shunya. For whose fault of thought, it is shunya, cha, sukshmam cha, and it is subtle also. That karna is subtle also. For them, karnam sa cha, sukshmam cha karnam, anupalabhyam, avikalpasya, anupalambham. Anupalabhyam means it is not differentiated, because avikalpasya, avikalpasya means that which does not have any vikalpas, tasya, for that, anupalabhyam means it is not objectified, it doesn't exist means it is not objectified, it is not an object of the sense organs. For that, tasya avayavi, for them, the avayavi is abhava, that does not exist. The avayavi, which is the base, dharmo avayavi uchyate, such a dharmo avayavi uchyate, the bhashya and the bhashya, he says, that dharma is called, that attribute is called avayavi. And that is the cause for all the transaction. And for whom this avayavi itself does not exist, for them, అభావాత్ అతద్రూప ప్రతిష్టం మిథ్యా జ్ఞానం. ఇట్ ఇస్ మిథ్యా జ్ఞానం, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ తద్రూప ప్రతిష్టం. దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ ఇస్ డిపెండెంట్ ఆన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆల్సో, ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆస్ ఆల్సో ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్, దెన్ దట్ ఇస్ తద్రూప ప్రతిష్ట. దెర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, దెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అతద్రూప ప్రతిష్ట. That is wrong knowledge, mithya jnana, erroneous knowledge. Prayena sarvameva praptam mithya jnanamiti. That is what was explained previously through that sutra in mithya jnana, dealing with mithya jnana. Tadacha samyak jnanamapi kim syat. Okay, what is the difference between this samyak jnana and that mithya jnana? Okay, what is the use of this samyak jnana, right knowledge? ఉపలభ్యతే తద్ తద్ అవయవి అవయత్వేన అఘ్రాతం. దిస్ ఇస్ ది speciality of samyak jnana. Whatever is gained, that is based on the avayavi, that is grasped because of the avayavi, because avayavi is the dharma attribute, and only through the attributes you can gain the knowledge of the object. Tasmat asti avayavi yo mahatvadi vivahara panna. Therefore there is something which is called as avayavi, which is the cause for all the mahat etc., which has taken up the grosser form etc. Samapattehe nirvitarkaya vishya bhavati, and which is the object of the nirvitarka samadhi, nirvitarka samapatti. So that avayavi exists, that object which has taken the form of avayavi, that exists. Etaya eva savichara nirvichara cha sukshma vishaya vyakhyata. Etaya eva savichara nirvichara cha sukshma vishaya vyakhyata. Etaya eva savichara nirvichara cha sukshma vishaya vyakhyata. Through this explanation itself, the Savitarka and Nirvitarka explanation itself, Savichara and Nirvichara also as well explained. Tatra Bhuta Sukshmeshu Adi Vyakta Dharmakeshu Desha Kala Nimitta Anubhava Avachinneshu Ya Samapatti Sa Savichara Iti Uchyate. There in the Bhuta Sukshmeshu, Bhuta Sukshmeshu means Abhivyakta Dharma Keshu, Bhuta Sukshmeshu, that which is, which you are, though it is subtler, which you are able to grasp, in that it is not just the object of Agama, Shruti, verbal testimony or inference, Anumana. So that kind of thing, Desha, Kala, Nimitta, Anubhava, Avachineshu, that is, which is dependent on, which has all these kind of functionalities, which is attributes. Desha, it has a specific place. Kala, it has a time. It has a nimitta, cause. It has a anubhava, experience. With this, it is attributed. That sampatti, with that, whatever knowledge which is dependent on desha, kala, etc., that is savichara. It is saha, vikalpena saha. So that is savichara. Vikalpa means attributes. With attributes it exists here. So that is called savichara. That which knowledge dependent on the desha, kala, etc., the time, space, etc., that is savichara. If it is dependent on attributes, it is saha. If it is not dependent on attribute, it is, that is the difference in both the places. Tatrapi ekabuddhi nirgrahyam eva udita dharma vishishtam bhuta sukshmam alambani bhutam samadhi prajnayam upatishthate. Tatrapi ekabuddhi nirgrahyam eva udita. There also ekabuddhi nirgrahyam eva. The buddhi, see previously also eka buddhi nirgrahya eva, here also eka buddhi nirgrahya eva. Eka buddhi, the bhashya it said, 43rd sutra bhashya, tasyaha eka buddhi upakramaha. Here also ekam buddhi upakramate arabhyate iti. Here also it is dependent on the eka buddhi nirgrahyam, it is controlled by that single thought function. Avashishtam bhuta sukshmam alambani bhutam, and it is based on the objectification, the object of meditation is bhuta sukshma, the tanmatra, the subtle forms, samadhi prajnayam upatishthate, and it is that which presents itself during the samadhi prajna, the object, the knowledge is of the object of the subtle object.